Aircheckdownloads.com.
I just want to say the last few weeks have been utterly overwhelming. Your comments, your observations, your incredibly kind words, and I have actually read absolutely all of them. And just the happiness of the times that we've spent together have just been amazing. And I did mention again, kind of be pretending, yeah, I've been quite happy the last few weeks, and the happiness is there, but of course the sadness underneath as well. I was trying to describe the emotions, and it is like a 4-star 7 bore crashing into 100 people racing down Cooper's Hill and meeting together, because of course it's not easy, but it is my decision, and I am lucky to go off and do some wonderful things, but it doesn't make it easy because you're extricating yourself from the people that you love so much. So thank you for listening, for engaging, making me laugh every morning, inspiring me, educating me as well. The privilege of doing something that makes my heart sing every morning. And I always wanted to stop whilst the heart was still singing. And it still does. It's such an amazing thing. And a county where you are enveloped by the forest and the vales and the valleys and the Cotswold Hills, the towns, the villages, and one very, very special city as well, has been amazing. But I also want to thank my colleagues, because I'm just the tip of the iceberg. Working with all of them, the journalists who put this together, the poor old late producers who work till midnight, then I come in and rip the whole thing to pieces, have been amazing. And the younger people I've worked with are absolutely fantastic. Also, so my colleagues are just great. I love them to bits. So many of them are friends for life as well. And also, family, really. It was my mum who suggested I do this. I was rubbish at football. I wanted to be a footballer. And she just said, why don't you write about it? Because you quite like writing. She got me into it. My amazing wife, Jo, who I met through radio. And we went travelling together. I packed the rucksack. We're off again. Fire up the camper van. And we're going to have some adventures. And my two beautiful girls. When I started The Breakfast Show, Ali was 5. Kate was 8. Kate's 26. Ali's 23. When I first started, I used to read them bedtime stories. And before I knew it, I was driving out in the morning to come to work. And they were coming home from a festival on a school day. Naughty little monkeys. Just having those two, just amazing. So thank you so much. I thought what I might do, I didn't know how to end it. I thought maybe low key. And I thought maybe I'd choose my favourite prog rock track to get us to 10 o'clock. And then I thought, sod it. Why don't we just have 5 minutes where we have a rip-roaring tour around Gloucestershire about what this county means to me, what you mean to me. And this is kind of my love letter and my leaving letter. I just thought I'd put it together because you have been amazing, this county and you as listeners. Thank you so much. And thank you for example, hundreds of you climbing up May Hill wondering if I really was going to build a cafe up there.
It's invigorating. It just makes you feel at one with the world again.
Here we go. This is where Baxter wins. £60, guessing when I'm going to lose it. Here we go then. So I just want to say my colleague David Smith is going to take you through the summer. Then a new presenter and a brilliant team with skill and passion and new ideas and a huge love for the county will bring in the next evolution of the Radio Gloucestershire Breakfast Show. I'm still based here and I am going to have a few little adventures and I'll take you with me. I'll take this amazing place with me. And I'll see you in the shed.
Aircheckdownloads.com.